This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Britain and the European Union are on the cusp of striking a narrow trade deal Thursday. The United Kingdom appears headed for a much more distant relationship with its biggest trading partner than almost anyone expected. The kidnap of 344 schoolboys in northwest Nigeria had the appearance of an Islamist militant attack. There was even a video purporting to show some boys with members of Boko Haram, the extremists behind the 2014 kidnapping of more than 270 schoolgirls in the northeast. But for government and security officials familiar with negotiations that secured the boys' release, told Reuters the attack was a result of intercommunal fighting over cattle theft, grazing rights, and water access, and not spreading extremism. More than 1,000 migrants from Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa were left to sleep in the cold after their camp in northwestern Bosnia burned down amid a dispute among Bosnian politicians over where to house them. On Wednesday, a fire destroyed the camp in Lipa, which housed about 1,200 people. Police and UN officials have said the blaze was probably started by migrants unhappy at the temporary closure of the camp, scheduled for the same day, and uncertainty about where they would be relocated in Bosnia. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday apologized for denying allegations that his office may have possibly violated Japan's strict political funding laws and admitted he was unaware what his office had done. He said he will correct his false statements in Parliament on Friday, making a stunning reversal of fortunes for Japan's longest-serving premier and one of its political blue bloods. This is VOA News. And some of the other stories making headlines today. India's main opposition party pressed the government on Thursday to call a special parliamentary session to withdraw new agricultural laws that farmers say will leave them at the mercy of big corporations. Rahul Gandhi, a senior leader from the opposition Congress Party, handed the president a copy of a petition that he said had attracted 20 million signatures online. Pope Francis promised in his Christmas messages on Thursday to visit Lebanon and South Sudan as soon as he could. The Pope traditionally mentions countries in his Christmas Day message, but he singled out those two nations because of difficulties each has faced this year. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are sitting unused in U.S. hospitals and elsewhere a week into the massive inoculation campaign, putting the government's target for 20 million vaccinations this month in doubt. As of Wednesday morning, only 1 million shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine had been given, about one-third of the first shipment sent last week. Over 9.5 million doses of vaccines, including Moderna's, have now been sent to states, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Prime Minister Ana Brnabic received Serbia's first COVID-19 vaccine shot Thursday, kicking off a mass inoculation drive with doses developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Serbia is the third country in Europe to start massive COVID-19 inoculations after Britain and Switzerland. Denmark has identified 33 infections with the new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in parts of Britain, according to authorities. The State Serum Institute, Denmark's infectious disease authority, said in a report that the cases had been found in COVID-19 tests carried out between November 14th and December 14th. And in Chile, a team of golden retrievers and Labradors are helping sniff out passengers infected with COVID-19 at the Santiago International Airport. The dogs sit when they smell the virus and get a treat. And in Thailand, Santa Claus gave his sleigh and reindeer a break and rode elephants during a special Christmas visit aimed at raising awareness about the threat of the coronavirus. White-bearded handlers in floppy hats and Santa outfits sat atop elephants and passed out protective masks to school children. For more on these and other stories today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.